Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. When life gets complicated and you start to feel overloaded and sluggish, it's time to hit the reset button. Today we continue with a series called Resetting My Life. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the steps you can take to reset your life and experience positive, lasting change. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called Journey with Jesus. This beautifully illustrated book will help you uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Prepare for a Life Reset.
I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you've done it with, and I don't care how long you've done it. You can get a fresh start and a life reset starting today if you'll come to God. And the first preliminary is to just say, God, I need a fresh start. I'm carrying too much baggage. I'm carrying too much sin. I'm carrying too much guilt. I'm carrying too many regrets. Listen, your past is past. It's over. Did you do some dumb things? Yes, but you can't change that. You are a product of your past, but you are not a prisoner of your past. You might write that one down. In fact, you might tweet that one. Rick says, you're a product of your past. You have been shaped by the good and the bad and the ugly things in your life, but you're not a prisoner of it. You can change. That's the gospel. That's the good news. That's what Christianity is all about. There can be pushing the reset button. And I get a second chance. I get a new life. I get born again. I get new freedom. And I can get a second chance and a third chance and on and on. Here's what God says about your past. Are you listening? Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Here's what God says about your past. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past, whether it's good or bad. Instead, God says, look at the new things I'm going to do. They're already starting to happen. Can you see what I've begun to do? God says, I don't want you constantly looking in the rearview mirror. If you're always looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to crack up while you're driving. The only way you can drive effectively is look to the future. Not look what's behind you, but look to the future. All of the rest of your life is in the future, not in the past. As I said, your past is past. So don't dwell on it. Start asking God to do something new in me. Do you know why nothing's happening new in your life right now? Because you're not asking. Look at the next verse. James chapter 4, verse 2. You do not have what you want because you don't what? Ask God for it. Circle that, start. You don't have it because you don't ask for it. Have you ever asked God for a reset in your life? God, I need a fresh start. I've blown it. I've made a big mistake. Mistakes, plural. And I need a fresh start. I need a new start. I need a revamping. I need to reboot my life. This is the first preparation step. You're going to have to start asking God, God, I want you to do something new in my life. And I pray that in the weeks ahead during this series, you're going to be praying this prayer every day. And I want you to pray it every day this week. I want you to, when you think about it, go, God, would you do something new in my life? Would you do something fresh in my life? Would you give me a fresh start? Would you give me a renewed energy, renewed spirit, renewed hope and heart? The first step in preparation is to ask God for a reset. Here's the second thing in preparation. These are preliminaries. Pinpoint specifically what I want changed in me. That's the second thing you do. If you want to get a brand new start in life, pinpoint specifically what I want changed in me. Nothing becomes transforming until it becomes specific. You don't just say, God, I want you to change me. And God's going to say, specifically, what do you have in mind? Change what? What do you want changed? Okay? You can't change a generality. So don't just say, God, change me. Don't say change. You have to clarify. You have to identify. You have to decide where you want to be different as a man or as a woman. Where do I want to be different? You see, you cannot solve any problem, obviously, till first you identify it as a problem. Do you know the problems in your life? Or are you just still in denial about them all? You got to identify the problems in your life. You got to clarify the problems in your life. You got to admit that they are problems in your life. Oh, no, I'm not really in debt. Oh, no, I'm not really, habitually procrastinating. Whatever. No, I don't need help in an area. Well, then you'll be helpless. Now, the more specific you are about what you want God to change in your life, the easier it's going to be for God to do it and to help you and to do it faster. Now, what I've done on your message notes is I've created a little checklist to jog your memory. Where do I need help? What would I like to change in my life? What are the things in my life, relationships or whatever, that I'm dissatisfied with? I'm just not cooking on all burners. I'm not on all the cylinders. So I want to do, this is worth it, for us to take some time right now in this service. This may be one of the most important things you do this week, is to take this personal inventory right now. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, look closely at yourself. That means do a little self-examination. Test yourselves to see if you're really living in the faith. Okay, so here are a dozen or so areas. Let's look at these. Where do I need a reset? What would I like God to change in my life, to give me a fresh start? How about in my connection to God? So, well, how do I know if I need a reset there? Has there ever been a time in your life when you felt closer to God than you do right now? If the answer is yes, you need a reset. You need a reboot. You need a reconnection. So you need to check that box. Yes. If you say, I've never been closer to God than I am right now, you don't need to check that one. You're copacetic. You're A-okay. How about, do I need a reset in my health and body, like the doctors are trying to do with me right now? Do you need help in your metabolism, in some area of your chronic illness or something? You mean I can ask God about that? Of course you can. Do I need a reset in my priorities? Are your priorities out of whack? And things that really aren't important, all of a sudden you're spending all your time doing those. And the things that are really important, you're not doing those. I need a reset in my priorities. Okay, check that one. How about a relationship? Do you have a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, or whatever, and you're going, is stagnating, or it may be deteriorating? Do I need a reset in that relationship? How about in your energy level? You said, I'm finding it going lower and lower. Do I need a restart there? How about in your career, in my career or in my job? If you're out of work right now, you need a restart. If you just got laid off or fired, you're out of work, you need a restart there. How about in my thought life? I'm having thoughts that I don't like. I can't control them. They scare me. They're the wrong kind of thoughts. I shouldn't have these kind of thoughts. And they bother me. Check that. Do I need a reset in my marriage? No marriage ever stands still. At every point in your marriage, you're either growing closer together or you're drifting further apart. No marriage just stands still. So if you're not growing closer together, you're drifting apart. And maybe you need a reset in your marriage. I need to re-fall in love. I've had to re-fall in love with my wife, many, many times in almost 47 years of marriage. You just have to re-up and recommit. How about in your routines? Are your routines out of whack? You know, the routine I'm in right now started during COVID. It's not helping me. And I need to change my routine. I need to reset there. Maybe you need to check that one. Or how about habits? Do I need to replace some bad habits with some good habits? How about in my parenting? Some of you need a reset in your parenting. And right now, you need to reset a relationship with one of your kids. They may be an adult child, but you're out of whack with them. And you need a reset in that relationship. You check that one. How about in my time and my schedule? Have you figured out that it's easier to fill your schedule than to fulfill your schedule? Have you discovered that it's easier to get in to something rather than to get out of it? It's easier to commit than to actually fulfill. And you say, my time's out of control, my schedule's out of control, I'm always pressured, I'm always late, whatever. You check that one, I need a reset there. How about in your self-confidence? Say, why would I need a reset in my self-confidence? Well, if you've just experienced a major rejection, you probably do. If you've been rejected at work, or you've been rejected by a friend or a parent or a lover, you've been rejected by your spouse or somebody, anytime you have rejection, your self-confidence takes a hit. And you say, I need to reset that, Lord, in my life. How about finances? Am I in denial about all the debt that I'm in? I'm just pretending it's not really there? Or do I need a reset in my dream? Now, what we're gonna do, this I told you, this week is just an introduction. In the weeks ahead, we are going to cover many of these areas in detail. So I don't want you to miss any of the messages in this series on resetting my life, because this is news you can use. Now, before we move on, I need to say a word to a special group of you. And that is the few of you who just now, as I went through that list, did not check a single box. Really? You're that perfect? You're in such denial you couldn't even find a single box to check? Hello? You out of touch with reality? You must be Jesus, you're so perfect. Why don't you come up here and just take over and you start teaching? Because I would certainly like to learn from somebody who's perfect. You can't find a single thing that you said, yeah, I need help in that area. If not, it's desperate time for you. The most desperate thing is when you're out of touch with the reality in your life. And the Bible says the heart's deceitful, which means you lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. And for those of you who didn't check a single box, this is what God says to you. Next verse, Romans 12:3. Do not think you are better than you really are. Decide what you really are by the amount of faith that God has given you. So I want to highly recommend, even if you use false humility, go back and check a few things. Because trust me, you're not perfect. Trust me, there's things on that list that need a reset in your life. And if you don't understand that, you really are out of touch with your own self, because nobody's perfect. We're all flawed. We know that, God knows that, and actually you know it, but you're just trying to tell yourself something different. You rationalize. You know what rationalize means? You tell yourself rational lies. You tell yourself in your mind what your heart is telling you is wrong, and your mind says, it's okay. It's not. Now the last two steps real quick. Third step, preparation. Find some people to support my reset. You wanna find some people to support my reset. You can't do this by yourself. Something as big as a total life change, a reboot, a reset, you're not gonna do it on your own. If you could, you would, but you can't, so you won't. You haven't done it because you've tried in the past by yourself. You need other people in your life. God has wired us so that we don't get better, we don't get healthy, we don't get whole and healed until we get other people involved in our lives. Why? That requires humility. It means you need other people. As long as you think you can do it on your own, have it your way. It's not gonna work. It hasn't worked so far, it's not gonna work in the future. You need other people in your life. That's why we talk about small groups all the time.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle.com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. And this book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It is the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to share a note that we received from Darren. He wrote me, he calls Daily Hope his morning cup of God because it helps him stay focused on God throughout the day. Darren wrote me this. He said, Pastor Rick, I thank God for Daily Hope. I support Daily Hope because Christ Hope is for me and in me, and I support it because it sends Christ's message to people all over the world. He wrote, I've dealt with my share of demons in my life. I've had cancer, huge financial losses, addictions, permanent disability, chronic pain, and depression. But Daily Hope gets me going in the morning. It's like a cup of coffee for me. But if I haven't had my cup of God in the morning, then I feel like I'm less able to pass on the good news to others. So thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Daily Hope helps people like Darren get their lives back on track because it connects them not just with God, but with God's Word. And it is so important for each of us to spend time with God and in God's Word every day. So I want to encourage every one of you to make a daily habit of opening the Bible. Sit down and open the Bible. You may open it on an iPad or on your phone, but open the Bible to see what God says about how we're meant to live. God bless you, everybody.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.